The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
Picture this. Two guys talking about true crime.
Weird mysteries.
Horror stories.
But the conversation is light.
Mostly funny.
And sometimes naughty.
This is Cryptolog,
a Spotify exclusive.
I'm Gideon.
And I'm Glenn. And we're serving huge portions of horror and true crime twice a week.
We'll make sure your cravings are satisfied.
And you'll be begging for more.
Char.
Check us out.
This is Cryptolog, available exclusively on Spotify.
This Balut Kiki project contains themes, depictions, and language of an adult and mature nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Ay, kasi parang siya yung nag-e-effort lagi sa conversation. Parang nahiya naman ako. So every now and then, I ask questions. So tinanong ko at the time kung ano ba yung hinahanap niya sa isang partner. And then, he already knows na I'm a wheelchair user. And sinabi niya na gusto niya yung naglalakad.
Uniquely Pinoy. Unapologetically queer. The Balut Kiki Project.
Hey Besties, it's another day, it's another project, and welcome to the Balut Kiki Project. Ako po si Jeff, ang inyong resident cisgendered queerer on the project, who's just a little bit butch and a little bit bitch, asking you to relax and put your feet up in the stirrups dahil special ang ating episode for today. But before anything else, kung matagal na po kayo nakikinig sa amin, thank you for joining us again. Kung baguhan naman kayo, virgin at first time po kayo, welcome, and we promise you that we will be gentle. Thank you at naisipan yung samahan kami. Hindi ko pa naman in-introduce yung ating guest for this episode. I would like to thank him beforehand kasi pinaikot-ikot ko ang schedule niya. We're going to be featuring somebody on our LGBTQ+ profile. So he's a member, fabulous member of the queer community. And I tried my best to make everything work. I think for 2 days, kinukulit kita. Like, pwede ka na ba ngayon?
Yeah, hindi naman kinukulit.
I was like a horse. And inappropriate Grindr chatmate na bigla na lang magme-message sa kanya na pwede ka ba ngayon? So I'd like you to welcome a graduate of education, but at the moment he works as a course content developer for a major e-learning company. His name is Rold. Hi, Rold. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Hello, Jeff. Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Natuloy din tayo. So, thank you very much sa iyong pagpapasensya sa aking kakulitan. So, lagi, slide ako ng slide sa DMs. All right. So, thank you. So, currently, you're from north of Manila, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Tarlac. Born and raised here in Tarlac.
Wow, born and raised in Tarlac. I would just like to ask you, so one thing that's special, and I really believe this is special, which is why gusto namin maimbitahan talaga si Rold, because not only is Rold a fabulous member of the queer community, and I believe that queer stories deserve to be heard, but on top of this, Rold is a person with a disability. So he is a wheelchair user. And I just like to ask you, Rold, no, have you been a wheelchair user all your life?
No, I started using wheelchair when I turned 18.
Ah, so would you like to talk about what you were born with or when you started needing a wheelchair?
Yeah, sure. Nung mga, about 2 months old, mm-hmm. I was infected by poliovirus. So, yun. And then I got naka-recover naman ako, mm-hmm. pero yun, as I get older, humihina yung muscles ko until mm-hmm. ayun, kailangan ko nang gumamit ng wheelchair para makapag-continue sa studies ko, ganyan, mm-hmm. sa work.
So there was a time na okay ka pa, nakakalakad ka, and then eventually parang hindi na kinaya, ganun ba?
Yeah. Pero I can still walk pa rin naman, malakas pa rin naman yung muscles ko. Pero yun, mabilis kasi mapagod and mabilis din ma-out of balance. So whenever I go out from our house, so yun, kinakailangan po ng wheelchair.
Mas independent, I guess, hindi mo kailangan ng
assistance, right? Yeah. If you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. As long as walang hagdan, ganyan. Or,
yun nga. Yeah. Yeah. How did you find that? Kasi Mel and I talked about this before and nag-away pa kami kasi si Mel lived in the Philippines before she moved into to the UK, and Filipino kami lahat and we love our country. Kaya lang, Mel was defending the Philippines na hindi may ganito, and ako parang, no, our country is not disability friendly. Tama ba?
Yes, definitely. Like, for one, yung commuting pa lang, medyo mahirap na. Kasi hindi kasha yung wheelchair sa bus, kasi may hagdan, ganyan. So, kailangan buhatin pa ako or minsan alalayan para makasakay sa bus. And then sa jeep, hindi rin kasha yung wheelchair ko. So, yun, hindi siya ganun ka-accessible. Especially ito sa province, kasi wala
lalo na
MRT. Yeah, they only have buses, tricycle, jeeps. So, yun. Hindi siya accessible.
So ito yung mga bagay na abled people like me take for granted, ano, na...
Yeah, definitely.
Oo, kasi parang hindi namin naiisip yan. Like, if magigising na lang kami, punta tayo ng SM, di ba? Maliligo ka lang, pupunta ka na ng SM, you have no other concerns. Ikaw, iisipin mo pa, how do I get there?
Yeah, I actually have to plan like a week prior to being may lakad kami ng friends ko. Like, anong sasakyan natin, ganyan.
Okay.
So, yun.
How was growing up for you? Did you go to a regular school? Sorry again, before pa kami nagsimula, sabi ko na kay Roald na I will be asking some very ignorant questions. So,
that's okay.
Yeah. And I hope this is a learning opportunity for myself and for everybody listening. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually studied sa mainstream school.
Mm-hmm.
Proud ako ng mainstream education. So, ay mga kaklase ko, mga able. So, yun, it was okay naman. Like, hindi naman ako na-bully, ganyan, kasi lumalaban ako, especially no high school. And then, in college, okay naman, like, safe naman yung environment, they are welcoming, so wala masyadong issues.
Did your classroom sa school mo, from elementary to college, did they have to put you on the first floor of the building?
Actually, no. Especially yung high school kasi yung classroom namin nasa second floor. So,
medyo okay pa yun kasi second floor, di ba? So, naalala ko kami, fourth floor kami dati.
Yeah. Pero in college, pag kunyari may class kami sa second floor, nililipat ng professor sa mga classroom sa baba para maging accessible.
Para ma-accommodate ka. And you were the only one in school.
Yes, yes.
So talagang star ka talaga, di ba? I mean, you have to look at it that way, kasi otherwise parang mahihiya ka na, di ba? Maiisip mo na am I being a nuisance, di ba? Nagiging sagabal ba ako? Pero hindi eh. I mean, you have to own it. Diba na parang, I'm sorry, but you have to do something because I'm a student here, diba? And I want to learn.
Yeah, actually, Jeff, at such a young age, parang aware na ako na isa ito sa mga needs ko na kailangan ibigay sa akin. So, hindi ako mag-a-adjust. Sila yung mag-a-adjust for me.
Correct.
So, yun. Especially nung college, kunwari may class kami sa taas, magre-reklamo talaga ako. Bakit dito? Hindi ako makaka... diyan kakailangan ng classmates ko, ganyan, eh nakakahiya, di ba? So para hindi na sila mabother, ganyan, so i-adjust na lang, ilagay na lang sa baba yung class. Okay.
So school growing up for you, sabi mo hindi ka nabully as a person with disability.
Yeah, it was fun actually.
Was it?
Wala kasi madami yung friends back then sa school.
Mm-hmm.
And then na-enjoy ko sa school kasi parang I'm free, ganyan. Whereas pag wala ako sa school, nandun nangyayari yung bullying. Like yung mga taga dito sa amin or mga namimit ko lang sa palengke, ganyan. Mga
kapitbahay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were lucky to have been... Yung atmosphere, yung environment mo sa school, very accepting sila sa'yo.
Yes, yeah.
That's very good. Was it a Christian school?
No, it's a Montessori school.
Oh, that's good. That's even better. Diba? Kahit na secular siya, diba? Did you realize that you were queer early on? Nung sabi mo high school ka na ba na-realize mo na you were queer?
Yes, yes. I was in high school na. Yung parang unti-unti ko na na-accept that I'm queer. That I actually like everyone, hindi lang girls, hindi lang guys, everyone. I actually identify myself as pansexual.
Bisexual, did you say?
Pansexual.
Pansexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. before we go to your queer life, ano, how did you get around? This is something that I'm really curious. When you were in school,
yun nga, diba, in high school hindi pa ako naka-wheelchair, so I can still walk ganyan. So inaalalay lang ng friends ganyan or schoolmates ganyan. And then in college, when I started using wheelchair, parang nasa third year na ako that time. So, and then third year, so meron akong friend actually, nakapit bahay ko lang, at magkaklase kami, so lagi kami sabay pumapasok, sabay umuwi ganun. So yun, lagi ko siya kasama.
Yeah. Oh, God bless them. Very nice. Ayan ang ano, friend for life.
Yeah.
Girl ba to o guy?
She's a girl.
Ah, she's a girl. So, yeah. Hindi naman kayo nagka-develop ha? Kasi lagi kayo magkasama. So, ibang klase, parang ano, parang brother-sister ang relationship. Parang hindi pwedeng maging...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I get you. So, sabi mo, later on mo nang na-realize na you were queer. So, how did you realize na you were queer?
Kasi in high school, nagkaroon ako ng friend na queer din. And yun, lagi kami magkasama, and then we share stories, ganyan, our crushes. So, ayun, doon ko na-realize na I actually like guys din pala, hindi lang girls, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, at first, parang hindi ko tanggap. Kasi syempre, di ba, yung family ko conservative, ganyan. And ayaw kong i-admit sa sarili ko din at the time na I'm actually queer. And then, ayun, pero yung friend ko, siya yung nakatulong sa akin at that time to accept myself and to celebrate our sexual orientation, ganyan, our identity, our gender expressions. Mm-hmm. Ayun, parang nakahanaw ng kakampi sa kanya.
That's very good. How was it with your family?
Well, at first, syempre, nahirapan silang tanggapin, ganyan. Pero eventually, parang they're just tolerating na lang, ganun.
So,
they have not fully accepted it yet. Parang tinotolerate.
Okay.
And I'm okay with it.
So, wala kang coming out story? Hindi ka nag...
Wala actually. I'm just being myself since high school. So, wala.
Minsan, ang mga magulang alam na nila eh. Bata ka pa lang eh. Tapos, alam mo yun, di ba? Pero pag nag-come out ka naman sa kanila, parang nagugulat pa sila o hindi pa rin nila tanggap.
Yeah, well, actually may idea naman na sila. Pero hindi lang nila kinoconfirm. Ganun. Kasi di ko rin naman kinoconfirm.
So, wala pang pag-uusap?
Wala pa actually.
Wala pa? Oh my God. Do your parents listen to podcasts?
No, apparently. No.
Oh my God. Maybe I should have asked that before I invited you. No,
no, that's okay now.
Out. Yeah, but you're okay with them finding out. I mean, you're ready to have that conversation.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-mm. Have your friends been accepting of you pagdating sa bagay na yan?
Actually, parang recently ko lang inamin sa kanila that I'm pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout, alam nila I'm gay. Kasi that's how I identify myself dati. Mm-hmm. So akala nila I'm gay, I only like guys, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero parang sinikret ko that I actually can like anyone, like girl, lesbian, transgender, etc. So, ayun. So, parang recently ko lang sinabi sa kanila and they're okay with it.
Kasi mahirap ipaliwanag, di ba? Pag lalaki ka, tas if you're assigned male at birth and then you're feminine, you're gay. And then, di ba? Parang,
yeah, especially sa akin kasi yung friends ko, lahat sila straight girls, mga babae.
Mm-hmm.
So, alam mo, nandun yung takot ko na baka pag nag-slip over kami, matakot sila na baka, alam mo, may gawin ako sa kanilang kakaiba, ganyan. So, ayun. So, medyo natakot ako dati to admit that I'm pansexual.
That's also something na nakakalungkot role, no? Na people from our community are always seen as predators. Na parang, so now that you've identified as pansexual, na you can be attracted to all genders emotionally and physically, hindi lang lalaki ang matatakot sa'yo ngayon. Pati mga babae mo parang maiilang na sila kasi baka mamaya binobosohan mo ako. Di ba parang, don't you feel like that sometimes?
Yeah, I do. Yun nga yung naging fear ko actually. Pero they're pretty accepting naman, like they don't mind. Kasi we consider each other kasi as family. So parang wala na lang sa kanila yun.
And people have to understand na just because, like for gay people, just because there's a dick, don't think na we want to suck it. Alam mo yun?
Exactly. Yeah.
Di ba? Na parang, porkit may tite, attracted na kami dahil may tite.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Parang, depende pa rin kung sino yung may-ari nun.
Di ba? Parang, tago mo yan, dude. O kaya, di ba, basta kaisip pagbabae na parang, Oh, no, ayan, so tinatago mo yung daddy mo sa akin. No, parang, itago mo yung daddy mo. Wala akong pakialam dyan. Na sometimes it's not just because there's a dick or there's a vagina na you're going to be attracted. Parang mga straight din na ang mga lalaki ba, lahat ba ng babae attracted kayo? Ang mga babae ba, lahat ba ng lalaki attracted kayo? So bakit parang pag community namin, lahat kami predator, di ba?
Kaya nga.
Kaya kami nagkakilala nito ni Roald kasi nag-respond ako sa Twitter. I reacted to his Twitter post. So nagkamali pa ako because I thought it was a Grindr exchange. So hindi pala Facebook lang.
Yeah. I actually don't use that app. Cause...
And we're not judging people who use Grindr. I mean, whatever floats your boat, do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a Facebook exchange. So would you like to tell me about this Facebook exchange role? Kung saan nalungkot ako para sa'yo. As in, hindi ko napigilan na nag-message kita.
So actually, he added me on Facebook.
Siya pa nag-add, ha?
Yeah, and then...
Punyema siya.
Yeah, and sabi niya, he's interested. He wants to get to know me better, ganyan. And he's asking me if pwede kaming lumabas, ganyan. Pumunta siya dito sa Tarlac because he's from NCR.
Okay.
And then I said, sure, okay. And then, ay, kasi parang siya yung nag-effort lagi sa conversation. Parang nahiya naman ako. So every now and then, I ask questions. So tinanong ko at the time kung ano ba yung hinahanap niya sa isang partner. And then he already knows na I'm a wheelchair user. And sinabi niya na gusto niya yung naglalakad. And then binawi niya, sabi joke, ganyan. And then sinabi niya na his humor lang daw is dark, ganyan. And that I should not take it seriously. Pero for me, it's offensive kasi for one, we're not close. And number two, he's trying to hit on me, so that was rude, diba? So, paano pa ako gaganahan to entertain him kung gano'n yung pinapakita niya, diba?
I was, in-announce naman ni, kaya nga nainis ako kasi it's there on his Facebook page. He didn't try to hide it. Tapos, it's weird how people do this sometimes. And if you do this, please don't. Please stop. Na, they will say something offensive and then they follow it with the word joke and they think it's okay.
Yeah, definitely. Like, siguro yan yung problema ng mga tao ngayon, di ba, na nauso yung mga kalokohan online. Pero, syempre, you have to be sensitive pa rin, especially kung hindi naman kayo close, ganyan. Like, okay pa sa taong tumanggap ng ganitong klaseng joke, di ba? You have to make sure muna na kaya niyang tanggapin yung mga ganung joke. And sa akin, hindi okay yung ganun, especially if we are not close.
Ang nakalagay kasi, you very kindly sent me a screenshot of the conversation. Kasi nga parang nag-uusap na kami ni Roald. Sabi ko, kapal-kapal na mukha ng lalaki yan. But anyway, sabi ni Roald na parang, very casually, parang, what's your ideal guy? And then the guy says, yung naglalakad joke.
Yeah.
Diba? So, ano yung, yeah. And then, tapos parang hindi ka na kumibo, diba? Parang na-endure
na. Okay.
So si Rob deservedly gave the guy the silent treatment on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then sunod-sunod na yung messages niya sa'yo, di ba? Oh my God, I hope you didn't take offense. Are you serious? You say something offensive and then you're surprised that I'm offended.
Yeah, and he's expecting hindi ka ma-offend.
That's exactly what he's saying to somebody who obviously cannot walk because he's a person with disability. I doubt, Roald, if this is the first time you've heard this. You probably hear it a lot.
Yeah, actually. Like, yun nga, sa Grindr, I used to use that app then. Pero I stopped using it kasi it's not for
me. Same girl.
Yeah. Until now, na discriminate. So, you know, we have to avoid that app. So, ayun, medyo marami din mo natanggap na mga ganun.
Could you talk? Are you willing to talk about that? What are examples of how you were discriminated on Grindr?
Yung isa sa mga naalala kong experience, kong bad experience. First one time na nag-send na ako ng picture kasi I have to be transparent din sa disability ko. I have to let the guy know of my situation. Hindi naman pwedeng magulat na lang siya pag nag-make up. Ay, naka-wheelchair pala siya, di ba?
Oh, by the way, this is, I have an accessory. Parang hikaw lang, di ba?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So ayun. So, pagkakita niya parang, ano, kaya mo ba? Mga ganong questions.
Meaning, kaya mo ba makipag-sex?
Yeah, to engage with, you know, sexual...
And sexual activity.
Yeah. And ayun, usually pag may mga ganun ng questions, hindi ko na nire-reply yan kasi parang kailangan pang tanungin, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, siguro I think ano naman lang sila. I'm curious, ganyan. Pero kasi minsan gine-generalize nila na pag wheelchair user, paralyzed na agad. Well, mm-hmm. wala kasi siyang parang prototype pag wheelchair user ka. Hindi ibig sabihin na wheelchair user ka, paralyzed ka na may iba sa amin na mahina lang yung muscles, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, ayun.
And I guess sometimes people have to realize it's not what you say, but how you say it. Di ba?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure like, I would be interested to know. Like, kaya nakakatawa din gawin tong podcast na to eh, kasi natututo din ako na we did the bottom shaming episode and then my friends from Gamchat and the Broke Gamer podcast taught me na aside from top and bottom inverse, meron palang sides na people yeah, who don't engage in penetrative sexual intercourse na they just masturbate or they just kiss. Sabi ko, oh my God. Sabi ko, baka mami, for the longest time, I've been aside and didn't even know it. So ano yung mga ganun? So naturally people are interested, but for the record, and I asked your permission if I could ask you this, Rold is very much capable of performing in bed, right?
Yeah actually,
yes,
100%
100%. So tangina nyo lahat na nagduda.
yeah kailangan pa ba ng proof?
And well, we understand. I mean, on Grindr, game naman tayo dyan eh, di ba? We know it's a hookup app. We know it's a dating app. Minsan alam natin yung pinapasok natin. Pero I guess dumarating din siguro yung punto for somebody like you, Rold, na if you get it every single time, nakakasawa na din, di ba?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, nakakapagod actually mag-explain to prove yourself to these guys na hindi ka naman sure kung alam mo yun, kung quality guys talaga. So, ayun, nakakapagod siya actually. So, I had to stop, you know, using that app.
For your own mental health.
Yeah, for my mental health. And yun.
So, how did you cope with it? Sabi mo, hindi ka naman masyadong nabully earlier in life. So, in college, did you receive any bullying for your being a person with disability?
No. Actually, after college now, when I'm starting to find jobs,
mm-hmm.
doon ko na experience ma-discriminate. Since yun nga, I'm an education graduate. Mm-hmm. So after graduating from college, so nag-take ako agad ng boards and mm-hmm. I passed it sa first try. So after that, nag-apply ako sa isang private school dito sa town namin. Kasi before ka makapasok sa public school, kailangan meron kang experience, teaching experience. So makukuha mo yun sa private school. So when I applied there, nakaharap ko yung school administrator. And then nakita niya that I'm on a wheelchair. So sabi niya, dapat hindi ka nag-teacher, hindi mo bagay ito. Mga ganun yung sinabi niya. Hindi ka pwede as an elementary teacher. So ang kailangan mong gawin, mag-take ka ng masteral, mag-apply ka sa malalaking universities sa Manila kasi meron silang elevators doon. Paki-cater ka nila. Yun yung sinabi niya. So yeah.
Okay.
Ganyan din yung expression ko at that time.
What? Like in person, sinabi niya to sa, oh my gosh.
Yes. Actually, sinabi niya yun.
Oh my, how did you feel? You must have been devastated. It's stupid for me to ask that.
I was actually devastated kasi ang taas ng hope ko at that time. Like, syempre, edu graduate, then meron na din akong license, may mga trainings na din ako at that time. So, akala ko maganda na yung credentials ko and hindi ko na kailangan patunayan yung sarili ko, akala ko, kasi nga syempre nag-practice teaching din naman kami after bago graduate ng college, so I already know kung paano mag-handle ng mga bata, kung paano magpatakbo ng classroom, ganyan. So ayun,
and
that was actually
and you can just imagine what this administrator is teaching the kids in his school. Diba? I mean, kids are innocent. Hindi nila alam na iba yung kulay nito, na iba ang relihiyon nito, na ito hindi nakakalakad, na ito hindi nakapagsalita. It's adults actually who teach them. Do you believe that? Diba? Mga adults ang nagtuturo sa bata eh.
And, yeah.
And alam mo, having lived in a foreign country, ito tip to sa mga Pinoy, pero hindi ko din alam kasi iba ang kultura sa Pilipino kung pa nag-a-apply ka ng job. You don't even write down your date of birth on your CV, on your resume, because you can be subject to age discrimination. Bawal yun. Diba? You don't have to write that down. You don't have to write down your religion because you can be discriminated against that. Ang pinaglalabanan lang talaga is, can you do the job? And
yeah,
I'm pretty sure you can teach from a wheelchair.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, after that experience, after that experience, lumakas yung loob ko na mag-apply na sa public school kahit wala pa akong experience. So nagparank ako and, you know, fortunately, nakapasok naman ako sa rank list. So yung nga lang binigay lang sa akin at that time, ano tawag doon? Substitute post. Mm-hmm. So parang
but it's a start. Yeah, it's a start.
Yeah, ayun.
And sa akin ano, kung ako yung bata sa classroom and a teacher comes in a wheelchair, that's a powerful picture. Alam mo yun, that's a powerful image na parang, wow, ibig sabihin, kung si sir kaya niyang magturo, kaya niyang maging professional, imagine what I can do na nakakapaglakad ako. Diba? It's something inspirational and I guess you're admittedly a person with a disability. Do you consider your queerness as a disability as well?
No, actually. Hindi ko siya na-consider as disability but more on parang
a disadvantage.
Opportunity. Para disadvantage. Yeah, okay. No, I mean opportunity ng mga oppressor para i-oppress ka.
I asked that question kasi not because queerness is a disability, but certainly people all our lives have made us feel that way. Kung bading ka, sasabihan ka na, ano, sayang, pogi pa naman, kaya lang bading. O, hindi na lang yan eh, parang maganda sana siya, maitim lang. Ano sana siya eh, maganda sana siya, kaya lang mataba lang. Na parang, kailan naging disability yung kulay ng balat mo? So that's the reason, that's where that question comes from. Na parang, at least ako sa experience ko na, nakwento ko nga to earlier on in one of our earlier episodes na ang nanay ko gusto akong maging doktor. Yung passion ko napunta sa communication. So kahit na nakapasok ako sa isang magandang school, ang sabi pa talaga ng tita ko ha, pamilya ko na, sabi niya, so paano na dong, ano ka, magiging showbiz reporter ka? Alam mo yun, na parang, di ba nakaka-buisit? Na parang,
yeah.
Oo, and there's nothing wrong about being a showbiz reporter, pero yeah, parang yeah, sinasabi definitely. Mo na yan lang ang pwede kong gawin. And I would love to be a show, Diyos ko, and tinaman naman si Ogie Diaz, ang laki-laki ng, I'm sure ang yaman niya ay nakahigayan sa salapi, yeah, di ba? Yeah. Wish ko lang. Di ba? Pero I mean, yun parang disappoint ka, sabi mo, so ano daw, magiging sober supporter ka na lang. Parang yung tono din. So yung queerness mo is a disability. On top of that, sasabihan pa na you're a person who cannot teach because you're in a wheelchair. Are you transparent every time with anybody, yeah, girl or boy, na you're interested in?
Yes, yes. Make it on my face, sa Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm, Instagram, even on my dating apps. Lagi nakalagay dyan na I'm on a wheelchair. My
wheelchair
na
user. Naalala ko yung sinabi ni we had a previous guest and I told you about this guest. And ito yung first time, si Robert Kingit, I think episode 35. Robert Kingit was born with cerebral palsy and he was born blind. He tried sometimes daw na itago yung pagiging bulag niya pag nakikipag-chat sa mga dating apps with other guys. Kaya lang, mas nadodoble yung sakit para sa kanya when the guys eventually realize na ay bulag ka pala. So sabi niya, ayokong magsinungaling kasi it just feels so wrong. Parang nakakadiri daw yung feeling niya. And ang ganda din yung sinabi niya, he would rather be rejected for who he is than loved for who he's not.
That's really powerful. Yeah, actually, nag-resonate sa akin yung sinabi ni Robert. Kasi there was a time din na parang tinatago ko yung disability ko. Like, hindi ko in-upload sa social media accounts ko that I'm actually on a wheelchair. So people thought na I'm normal. I'm just like them. Yun. Mm. Tapos,
able-bodied. By the way, you're not abnormal. You're also normal.
Yeah.
You just go around, get around differently.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, kunwari mag-chat kami, ganyan. And then, pag inamin ko, parang ma-disappoint sila bigla, ganyan. So, until, ano na lang, parang nagsawa na lang ako na laging maramdaman yung ganun. And then, so, until parang nagkaroon ako ng lakas ng loob to finally show up yung, na ipakita yung disability ko na I'm actually on a wheelchair, ganyan. Kung matanggap pa na ko, then okay. Kung hindi, then good. At least, di ba, alam nila agad kung ano yung meron ako, ganyan. Hindi na sa mag-expect. They will somehow manage their expectations.
Yun yung nakakaasar eh. This is something that people need to learn. Yung mga jokes sometimes don't land. Tama yung sinabi mo kanina na hindi tayo close. Diba? Hindi yeah. tayo close. Like, pwede mo akong biruin about my weaknesses kung may napatunayan ka na sa akin bilang kaibigan na alam ko na yung mga jokes mo are coming from a place of harot-harot lang, not a place to hurt me. Tama ba?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, pag yung mga friends ko naman, okay lang ganyan or somehow may parang nagkaroon na kami ng strong relationship na isang tao, then okay lang. Pero kung kunwari ano lang naman tayo, acquaintance or we've just met, syempre hindi ko tatanggapin yun.
Correct. Example sa mga nakikinig, especially if you're not queer, kung hindi ka gay, sa mga straight namin na mga kaibigan kami, kung close kami, pwede kami magtawagan ng bakla. Uy, bakla, di ba ganyan, di ba? Pero kung hindi kita kakilala at hindi tayo ka-close, wala kang karapatan na tawagin akong bakla. Alam mo yun, parang may pangalan ako, yun ang gamitin mo dahil wala kang pahintulot.
Yeah, tsaka yung ano, example niyan, di ba, pag tayo, yung mga friends natin, pag nakikipagbiruan tayo, ang ganda, mga ganun, di ba?
Correct.
Pero pag yung ibang tao nang sabi sa'yo na ang ganda mo, parang hindi mo tatanggapin kasi, lalo na pag tanggap sa sarili mo na you're gay and gusto mo makatanggap ng compliments like guwapo, ganyan. Tapos may stranger or hindi ka ka-close na nagsabi sa'yo na ang ganda, di ba? Parang hindi mo matatanggap nyo kasi hindi naman tayo close, di ba? And yung parang ganda-ganda ganyan, parang pakikipagbiruan natin sa mga friends natin yan, di ba?
Hindi lahat ng gays gusto maging babae. Yeah, merong mga gays na gustong maging babae, hindi lahat. Kasi close nga, tapos Bisaya din, minsan sa hospital. Eh dito, lalo na pag nakitang Pilipino, di ba? Abroad, pag nakitang Pilipino, parang, parang may bonding kayo agad kasi, oy, pareho kaming Pilipino. Yeah. Ano to, okay to. Biglang tatawagin ka na, Day, huwag mo akong iday. Alam mo, tapos sis, parang ganang, ter, huwag mo akong iter. Kasi dito, sa Pilipinas, nasanay tayo na sir eh. Dito kahit na boss mo, you're on a first name basis. So, meron dito mga bagong mga nurses, sasabihin sa akin, Sir Jeff, ganyan. Sabi ko, ay, huwag mo ako tawaging sir. Tapos biglang sasabihin sa akin, so ano gusto mo, ma'am?
Grabe.
That, I hate that.
Yeah.
Huwag mo kaming ikahon. So I hope that's a lesson for everybody na hindi lahat, not all gays. Kaya nga it's very important to ask people what their preferred pronouns are, di ba sir? So, tatawagin ko kita Sir Rold. Di ba Rold?
yeah, definitely. I mean yung sa sinabi mo na hindi lahat ng gay gusto maging babae. Like, we acknowledge that we are still men, di ba? So we will appreciate kung yung ibibigay yung compliment is kunyari guwapo, ganyan. Hindi yung ang ganda, ganyan, di ba?
Hindi naman kami humihingi ng matipuno or macho. Yeah, hindi naman kami. Di ba? Nung nag-teaching ka ba, may discrimination ka bang nakuha from your students for being a person with disability or being queer?
No, actually. Very accepting yung mga bata. And gaya nga nung sinabi mo, parang ang powerful for them na makita ako. Like, may iba sa kanila na nagsasabi na, kasi yung, especially yung pinagturuan ko dati sa isang barangay, and hindi naman mayaman lahat ng bata doon. Like, yung mga parents nila, labandera, or nakikisaka, ganyan. Yung, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term kapas, ganyan. And yung iba, tricycle driver, yung tatay nila. Mm-hmm. So, ayun, yung iba sa kanila na parang nasabi nila na, sir, kung nakaya mo maging teacher, siguro makakaya ko naman maging doctor or makakaya ko naman maging engineer, ganyan. Kung sisipagan ko lang, gaya po kayo sinipagan nyo. Mga ganyan yung mga sinasabi ng mga bata.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, parang hindi lang yung mga math or English, Filipino yung natututunan nila sa akin, kundi may nakukuha silang inspiration from me. Or somehow, parang nare-represent ko sila, parang nagiging representation ako. So,
In fact, I think makakalimutan nila yung tinuturo mong algebraic equation or whatever. Hindi nila makakalimutan yung inspiration na binibigay mo. Alam mo yun, parang mas tatatak yun sa bata. Nai-inspire din ako, Roald, kasi for somebody who has severe depression like I do, and somebody who's been suicidal and who still has suicidal ideation and is still struggling with suicidal ideation, no, every now and then. Parang yung mga stories na kagaya mo, stories ni Robert Kingit, o lahat ng mga naging guest namin dito, kaya natutuwa din kami na the podcast has really opened doors for us to be thankful. Nare-realize namin na parang minsan parang you don't see hope anymore, na parang you find life hopeless, that tomorrow will never ever be better. And then I meet you and I meet people like Robert who have to live with something that we take for granted every single day. I mean, you wake up and you see the wheelchair and then you know that you cannot get around without it. While kami, mga able-bodied people, we can just go to the bathroom anytime we want to and go to the mall. Tapos ikaw kailangan mo pang planuhin a week before. And minsan kahit plinano mo na, I'm sure may pagkakataon na hindi pa natutuloy kasi hindi obra yung plano, di ba? Yeah. So yeah, it puts life in a proper perspective, which was why you are inspiring to people like me.
Siguro I'll use this opportunity na din to educate everyone. Yung nga, di ba sinabi mo that somehow na-inspire ka sa akin kasi despite my disability, I still get to live my life the fullest, ganyan. Pero siguro minsan kasi may mga ibang tao na kunwari nakita lang ako sa kalsada doing my thing and then biglang lalapit na, oh, you're so inspiring, mga ganyan. Yung mga ganun parang instead, parang for me parang medyo off.
Patronizing parang, na.
Yeah, parang I'm just doing my thing. Bakit paano naging inspiration? Siguro let me earn that title then. Mm-hmm. Ganun, especially as like, kasi minsan parang nagiging source kami ng resilient porn. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that term.
Naroromanticize.
Instead of, you know, ipaglaban yung needs namin and rights, parang ginagamit kami para, alam mo, magkaroon ng excuse, especially yung mga government, ganyan, na kung sila nga nakakaya nila, bakit kayo hindi, ganun.
Na so, eto nga, hindi nagre-reklamo. Bakit kayo? Nagre-reklamo kayo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm glad that you pointed that out because there's a thin line between being inspired by someone. Yeah. Ano ka, are you inspired o naaawa ka sa akin? Or do you feel sorry for me? Do you get that?
Yeah. Actually, yun yung ayaw kong maramdaman ng mga tao sa akin, yung awa. Kasi I'm doing my best to live my life every day, di ba? I have full-time job and then I'm also a part-time graduate student. So, ano nakakaawa sa akin, di ba?
Yeah, so, like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. I am living life to the fullest. So, yeah. So, make sure you know what your intentions are. Like, if you're inspired, then fine. If you really are inspired genuinely, pero make sure that it's not coming from a place of pity. May natarayan ka na ba?
Meron naman na minsan. My time kasi, parang lumabas kami ng kadate ko at that time. And then, sa bus kasi, di ba, sa front seat, yung mga parang first two front seats, di ba, parang dedicated for ano yon sa PWD, seniors, and pregnant. And then, nung sumakay kami, may nakaupo para magjowa sila and wala silang kapansanan, hindi buntis,
straight,
hindi
straight. Okay.
Yeah, babae at lalaki. And then pinapalis sila ng konduktor. Sabi, may PWD po tayo, lipat na lang po kayo ng upuan. And then yung babae, ayaw niyang pakawalan yung lalaki kasi yung lalaki siya na yung nag-volunteers. Sige, lilipat na lang po ako. Ganun. Hindi dapat magkatabi tayo, sabi ng babaeng ganun. And then, tumingin ako sa kanya tapos inirapan ko. Tapos yun, umalis din siya. Sinunod niya yung jowa niya.
Okay, pasensya ka na, straight sila eh.
Yeah.
Kapansanan yun. At ma-realize nila na ako. Minsan kapansanan yung pagiging straight.
Yeah, tsaka parang ilang minutes na naman sa maghiwalay ng jowa niya. Yung kung naman pa yun, di ba?
I'm sure hiwalay na sila.
Yeah.
Tapos ikaw, you're living your best life. With your permission. What was your childhood dream?
Yeah, nung bata ako, parang dream ko maging doctor. Doctor mm-hmm. or lawyer. Nasa dalawang yan. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a doctor back then kasi parang na-inspire ako sa story ni Dr. Jose Rizal. I'm not sure. Kasi wow. Yun nga, di ba? Yeah, kasi
talaga naman. Kasi pag ginawa. Nanginig naman yung luha ko doon, talagang.
Di ba sinabi kasi, yung tinuturo dati sa atin, di ba, parang ginamot niya daw yung mama niya. Ganun, kaya naging doctor siya para magamot yung mother niya. Ako naman, parang gusto kong maging doctor to cure myself. Kasi akala ko dati may cure. Yeah, and then I also dreamt of becoming a lawyer. Kasi yun nga, at such a young age, parang nararanasan ko na din ang discrimination, ganyan. Parang sinabi ko, gagawa ko ng batas para hindi na ma-discriminate ang mga PWDs, especially mga bata. Ganon, yun naisip ko dati. But I ended up becoming a teacher. So yun.
I'm gonna piggyback off of that, Rold. Kung naging lawyer ka, no, and may katungkulan ka sa gobyerno, anong batas ang gagawin mo para mapadali ang buhay ng mga persons with disabilities?
Well, syempre, unahin ko yung accessibility. Kasi mm-hmm. let's admit it, hindi talaga accessible ang Pilipinas para sa amin. Like, ramps pa lang, may mga government establishments na walang ramps, ganyan. And then, alam mo yun, instead na mas gawing accessible yung pagtawid ng kalsada para sa amin, ang daming... Alam mo yung parang sinasayang nila yung budget sa footbridge. Like, paano kayo makaakyat dyan, di ba?
It's not even accessible for able-bodied people like myself. Yeah, I mean, walang sidewalk. Diba? What more for you?
Yeah, then yung sinasabi, may lift naman, pero hindi naman gumagana yung lift, di ba? So, yun. And then, gusto ko rin gawing accessible yung, of course, transportation. So, ayun yung siguro yung mga buses. Yung parang sa mga bansa like sa Australia, di ba, yung buses nila mababa. So,
nagninil, pwedeng, bumababa yung yeah. bus. Tapos, I guess, pag ikaw yung sasakay, sana, ano, no, yung mga tao na nakasakay sa bus o kung ano man yung, saan ka man pupunta, na parang, hindi mo ba minsan na feel na iniirapan ka ba na parang, nako, late na nga ako, ito pa yung sumakay. Parang, you should be thankful na, di ba, na yeah. parang, na, yun lang yung perwisyo sa'yo.
Yeah, definitely.
Na-late ka yeah, lang ng 10 more minutes.
I experience that sometimes, especially pag nagko-commute, ganyan. Like, may kita mo parang naiirita sila kasi ang tagal kasi kailangan pang isakay sa compartment yung wheelchair ko, ganyan. So, yun, may... Minsan nararamdaman ko sa ibang pasaheros.
Count your blessings dapat. Do you feel like there's proper representation right now? Ang naiisip ko lang ngayon is si Ma'am Rowena Guanzon. Do you feel represented? Not only in government, but in TV shows?
Actually, no. Like, parang wala pa akong nakikitang artista na naka-wheelchair. Pero actually, recently nagkaroon na ng digital series. I'm not sure if you're if you've heard of Sleep With Me, it's a digital series.
BL ba yan?
GL. GL naman siya.
Okay.
Yeah. Ano siya? It was created by a queer director, Samantha Lee.
Filipino?
So yung story, yeah, she's a Filipina.
Oh,
and
really?
Then, so ayun, through that series, nung pinapanood ko, like, I felt na parang na-represent talaga ako. Yeah, yung bida doon, yung queer na naka-wheelchair, and then pinakita doon na meron siyang normal life, na meron siyang full-time job. Alam mo yon, provider siya sa kapatid niya, and then may mga sexual needs siya, nakikipag-date siya, open siya sa dating, ganyan. So, ayun, I felt really represented. It's nice din, pero it would have been nicer siguro kung yung talagang gumanap are queer people, ganyan, and talagang naka-wheelchair. Kasi yung gumanap si Lavi Po and si Jenin Gutierrez. So yun, it's nice diba na meron ng Filipino series na nag-feature sa story namin. Unlike before, na makita mo yung mga naka-wheelchair, diba, sa MMK, ang da-drama ng buhay. Like, I don't wanna be represented that way. Like, yeah. Like, hindi naman... Like, parang hindi naman natin in-invalidate yung experience nila. Pero syempre, for me, parang ayoko naman ma-represent na yung buhay ko, madrama, ganyan, na lagi miserable. Like, hindi naman ganun yung buhay ko, di ba?
What do you like people to know about people with disabilities like you are, who also happen to be queer?
For me kasi, siguro, ano lang, I'm privileged na accepting yung environment mo sa nabilang, ganyan. Pero I hope hindi nyo maramdaman sa sarili nyo na kulang kayo just because may kapansanan kayo and that you don't fit in the society just because, you know, may kapansanan kayo and at the same time queer kayo. But like, it's okay, you are valid, you are visible, you are seen, and yun, laban lang. Like, of course, sana mag, ano din, ma-realize ng mga hindi naman PWD na, alam mo yun, may needs din kami. Like, nakipag-date din kami, ganyan, open din kami into dating. Also, we also have sexual needs. And be sensitive, especially sa pagpato ng questions, ganyan. Like, alam mo yun, hindi lahat ng question kailangan tanungin agad-agad. There are, you know, exact places and times for those questions. So you have to reserve them then. And yeah, siguro, mas maging open-minded din yung mga tao. Especially in dating us. May ano din kami, may standards din.
hindi naman porket, yeah. Di ba? Parang porket we're members of the queer community o kaya persons with disability na parang salamat at binigyan mo kami ng oras.
Yeah. Yung kunyari may nag-ayago ka na agad, di ba?
Di ba?
Well, yeah, meron din akong standards. So, I hope, di ba, na mas madami maging open-minded and especially yung mga mga queer na mas maging accepting. Especially sa akin kasi na my experiences din ako na I've tried making friends sa mga queer people pero hindi nagtutugma siguro yung personality namin or siguro somehow may parang discrimination ganit. Sad, di ba? Kasi parang nasa isang community kayo pero i-discriminate ka nila. So, sana mas maging open-minded kayo and be kind always. It's free. It's free to be kind.
Yeah, it doesn't take much energy to be kind. And hindi ko alam, ano, parang somehow the discrimination or the prejudice or the bigotry I expect from outside the community. It makes me doubly sad if the discrimination or the prejudice comes within the community na the tops will shame the bottoms, alam mo yon, the masculines will shame the femmes, may mga ganyan, or and vice versa. Yeah, tama ka. It's free and it doesn't take much energy to be kind. All right. So, tandaan nyo, si Roald may mga needs. He can date. So, teka lang, Roald. Would you like to share your social media handles? Where can they get in touch with you if they want to be friends with you or they want to ask you for advice? If there's PWD and queer people around the country, find your story inspiring.
Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Roald Almighty. So magkadikit po sila. Yeah, just make sure na pag nag-message, charot, nag-expect na agad.
Ang tawag nito, bumusina ng konti.
Don't be a creep, di ba? Don't be a creep. Kasi may mga natatanggap po minsan sa Instagram like from, I don't know what you call them, devotee, is that right? Parang yun yung tawag sa kanila. Yun yung mga nafe-fetishize sa...
Oh my God, yes.
So yeah, medyo creepy makatanggap na message from them.
Oh my God, how do you feel about that? Siyempre, no, di ba?
Yeah, well, nakaka-bother. Mm-hmm. Especially kung nakikita ka nila dahil lang sa disability mo. Mm-hmm. And yung instead of na makita ka nila as a person, parang tinitignan ka nila bilang just your disability.
Naka-focus doon.
Yeah, naka-focus sila doon. Yeah, instead na kilalanin ka nila, parang mas interested sila sa disability mo. Like kung nakalakad ka pa ba, mga ganyan. Then, kasi may instance din na like one time may nag-chat sa akin, tinanong niya sa akin kung nakalakad pa ako. And then I told him that yes. And then sabi niya, parang ang sad naman, like sana hindi na lang, mga ganun. So, and alam mo yun, parang for him kasi, the more severe yung disability ng isang tao, the better. So, ayun.
Oh my gosh.
It's really bothering. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But parang, sorry, I'm not disabled enough and sorry I disappointed you.
Yeah.
Just go. Do you want to tell them about your Twitter account?
Yeah, it's at RoaldBMort. Tapos meron siyang underscore.
All right, but anyway, here's what we'll do. We'll link you up to Roald's social media accounts in the description of this episode. So I'm so happy that we finally at pinagtiyagaan mo aking kakulitan na Pwede ka pa today? Pwede ka pa ngayon?
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, so maraming salamat. And yeah, and thank you for sharing your very inspiring story with us. And maraming salamat, Rold. And official besi ka na, ha? Huwag ka na mahihiya. Okay. Imbitahin ka namin ulit, ha?
Okay, sure.
Para sa inyong mga nakikinig, if you like this episode, kung naibigan niyo ang episode na to, please consider giving us a like, a follow, or subscribe, pakipindot, pakikurot, pakilapirot lang po yung button na yan para naman mag-enjoy din kami wherever you're listening to us from. So you can rate us on Apple Podcasts, leave a review there on Spotify, on Podchaser, on Good Pods, or wherever you listen to Good Podcasts. So, pasasaan ba't makakaraos din tayo? At pag nangyari yan, abay magpakapi naman kayo, pumunta lamang kayo sa aming Buy Me A Coffee page. So, that's www.buymeacoffee.com/balutkiki. You can follow us on our social media accounts as well. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We have a YouTube account, a Pinterest account. Napatunayan mo naman yan, Rol, hindi ako masyadong... Arunong sa Twitter. Zoom lang nga, nahirapan ako, di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi ko alam.
That's okay.
Alright, so, Rold, thank you again.
Okay, bye everyone. Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Bye, Z's.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project... complete.
The Balut Kiki Project, because our stories deserve to be heard. Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.